call once again for your God presence to fill you so that you will feel tangible and complete experience of your divinity and your awesome magnificence. Just say, I call upon my God presence to fill me once again,
to fill me once again,
and provide for me,
and provide for me
divine experience,
divine experience
of my divinity,
my mastery,
my divine essence,
my divine essence,
my divine function,
my divine function,
and to continue,
and to continue
providing for me,
providing for me
this divine experience,
this divine experience,
this divine connection,
this divine connection,
every moment of my life,
every moment of my life.
And I call for divine assistance,
the
ascended masters,
the
angels,
to assist me with this,
and always remain centered,
and always remain centered
in my divine beingness,
the essence of compassion,
and love,
able to see
and feel
all dimensions,
and see and feel
the divinity in everyone.
And no matter how anyone acts,
I have compassion.
For I know
that all beings are love,
and only act
in negative ways
because of their suffering,
feeling disconnected
from Mother Earth,
from their God presence
in the universe,
from each other,
from God Goddess.
And I call to all of my souls and soul extensions,
soul aspects
that experience
any disconnection
from Source,
from love,
from their God presence,
from me,
to come to me now,
and be surrounded by love,
by a cocoon of love.
We call for Archangel Michael,
to assist these divine ones,
to disconnect
all psychic attachments
that connect them to patterns,
beliefs and vows,
and agreements,
to keep them
disconnected.
Ask for an angelic activation.
For all of them.
To release all their vows and agreements.
To not be their true magnificence.
And I ask for a voidal disc.
To spin through all their chakras.
I just see all these beings being taken care of. Just see the angels taking care of them.
And See the Divine Mother surrounding them, nurturing them in her divine arms, walking them like beautiful little babies. And they will bring in they will be in these divine love cocoons till all healing has taken place and forgiveness. And repeat after me, I also call for complete karmic absolution. From the karmic board. For all these divine beings.
For
all of their lifetimes. And experiences.
And experiences.
That have caused them. Any disconnection.
Any disconnection
from any part of the wholeness. Now just feel them all now reconnecting. See and feel all the divine beings assisting them. Bring all these lovely souls and soul extensions and soul aspects back into your heart, back into the wholeness, back into love. Feel the joy in their hearts now. You may see a lot of them jumping up and down and whooping it up. If there's any that you feel that there's any resistance from, just ask them if they will forgive themselves or forgive anyone else for any of their lifetimes. And I'd like you to give everyone a little gift. From your heart, the Zolkin wheel, a golden encoded disc. So hanging around your off of your shoulder is a little satchel. It's just full, it's a bottomless, infinite bag of golden discs that you can give to everyone. So give everyone a disc, thank them for everything they've experienced, everything they've sacrificed and given. Once again, bring everybody into your soul, into your heart. Everybody's back home now. All the little prodigal sons and daughters strewn out across the universe have come home now. And the dolphins and whales welcome them home. Them to planet Earth. It's now the seventh golden age. Time for everyone to let go of the past. Step into the new reality, the new civilization. You are all divine beings of light. Whether you believe it or not, you are more magnificent than you can possibly imagine. As much as you can imagine how magnificent you could possibly be, you are a billion trillion times more magnificent than that. So just soak that in. Allow that to penetrate your hearts, your minds.
all those parts of yourselves who would think otherwise, who believe, how could I possibly be so magnificent? How could that possibly be? And just remind them that they are, and everything is part of God, Goddess. All that is, there is nothing that is separate from anything or anyone. It may appear that we are separate. It may look like we're separate, but we are one. And you know this. If you just look inside your little heart portal, the answers to the entire universe are right there. And you know that we are one, where you can feel it. You as God Presence is always connected, has never ever been disconnected from the wholeness, and never has been disconnected from you. You have only experienced a slight delusion, shall we say, for the fun of it, to experience the illusions of separation, so that you could experience more oneness this way. Through separation, we can experience more of ourselves. And we can experience creation as an individual. The creative power of God, Goddess, all that is, that creates universes. You are this power and have this power. You are creating reality right now. Everything that is happening right now, you are creating it. I am merely a servant speaking for you, as the universe, to remind you of how awesome you are and the creative power that you truly are and do have. And you have the ability through this creative power to create anything and everything, including a more preferred reality, more abundance, more prosperity, more divine abilities, more connections, more tangible, more experiential connections to the other parts of the wholeness. Which is why we did this meditation this evening. And the more you do these things, the more you flex your cosmic muscles, so to speak. For we are all in training. And we are training these bodies to accommodate our magnificence, to accommodate our God presences, to accommodate our spirits, to accommodate our mastery from all the lifetimes of experience that we have experienced. And all of the mastery of all of our souls. For we are all a group soul. This is your God Presence. Your God Presence is a conglomerate, if you will, of souls, all part of your divine family. And all of the ascended masters and angels are also part of your divine family. And all the beings upon planet Earth, you have many lifetimes together on this planet and many others. You're all your brothers and sisters, and they have been your lovers, they have been your fathers and mothers, brothers and sisters, uncles and aunts, cousins. They have been your enemies, they have been your friends. We are now reintegrating all of that from all of our lifetimes. This is done through soul integration,
anything and everything that you can do to reintegrate any aspect of yourself back into love will empower you greater and ever further. For that part of yourself then becomes part of you, and your mastery grows, your compassion grows, your love grows, your connection to all that is grows. Just ground all that deeply, fully into your body, into your legs, into your hearts. Fully into this reality. And ever gently come back into this quote-unquote normal reality, but maintain this vibration. Do not lose it. Do not let it go away. Keep it in your body. Move your body gently with this vibration. The design is to expand your consciousness and vibration to a fifth dimensional awareness so that you can bring that into this reality of the third dimension, enlightening this dimension. So with this feeling experience in your day-to-day life, if you happen to get caught up in the matrix, so to speak, just call upon that experience, call upon your experience. Centeredness and love. And just gently, in your own time and space, start moving your body a bit more, but maintain the energy, don't let it go. Open your eyes slowly, but not too quickly, so you don't lose it. And look down at the ground and ground this energy deeply, fully. Channeling the whales over there.
Some sort of animal, yeah.
Major stuff.
Yeah, it's
wow.
Big.
Oh, wow.
Do you have it normally, or is it just came up?
I've had it just for a week now.
Great. Well, let's ask for respect. What's your name?
Jane.
Jane, well, Saint Germain, will you provide, and Dr. Larfon, the Galactic Federation of Healers, for special dispensations for Jane. Special violet flame clearing. Let's ask for, see a voidal disc spinning through your body. Voidal disc is a really good thing to bring things back to their sort of original design. Clears all. Also see a depolarization disc spinning through you. And violet flame, still more violet flame. Arcturians, a bit of light body assistance too.
It's shifting.
Is it in your bag?
Yeah.
What do we do now? Do we have a little break, or do we...
Yeah, what is the time?
It's 8:26.
It's quick.
We have supper.
Again, tell us about you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Right. Then we can have supper.
Okay. Hi, my name's... What?
Thank you for the
invitation. Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. Well, I'm doing some Ascension play shops this weekend, so if you guys care to come, doesn't matter, you don't have to do them successfully, but it's good if you can. And primarily, the focus is going to be on prosperity consciousness and prosperity alchemy. As you can see, I like to channel in and invoke a lot of energies. And that's will be the primary focus in regards to prosperity and abundance, and learning how really realizing how we are creating reality and how we can create a more preferred reality for ourselves. And release. You notice I do a lot of releasing stuff. So the way I see it and the way I know it is basically all we have to do is clear all those or help all aspects of ourselves forgive and release and reintegrate back into the wholeness, back into love, back into the soul, then all the mastery and all the love we are that can actually be here, and our God presences can fully reside in here because there aren't any aspects of ourselves that are blocking the flow, so to speak. So I do a lot of releasing techniques and so forth, which are in my book, The Ascension Master's Toolkit. That's what my book is about. It's a manual for ascension of releasing, integration, activation, many activations. What else? I've got three copies of the toolkit here. They're only normally $100, but $80 for the workshops. And I have a little mini, that's right, a little mini Ascension Masters Toolkit, which has the basic techniques. There's a few copies left. Sold most of them last weekend. A few other books, Ascension Mastery 101, which is a really good little book for, you know, tips, and it's sort of like an overall little manual, so to speak.
You've got a webpage,
don't you? I do, yes. I have a website. It's zakairan.com, ZAKAIRAN. If you grab a flyer or two, they're on there. If you want to sign my email list, and I'll let you know what I'm doing in the future, and I do send out articles, and I don't really send out that much stuff, so you won't be inundated with stuff from me. I'm too busy to send out stuff all the time. And, I live in Mullumbimby. Mullumbimby. You say that real fast three times. That's have you heard of Byron Bay?
No.
It's
Byron Bay. Oh,
Byron Bay. Byron Bay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's like 20 minutes north of Byron Bay.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's
okay. And I'm staying in Manly.
Okay.
With a friend. And.
Which
you guys are going to be going to on Saturday night, so you'll see my friend, the fantastic Shimana Tara. You ever met Shimana Tara? Yeah, you know Shimana. Yeah. She's quite a, you know how dynamite comes in small packages? Well, she's just like that. And I have lots of Ascended Master pictures, as you can see. That's one of my fun things that I like to do.
And what's Saturday night?
What's that?
What is Saturday night?
Oh, Saturday night. Shimana's having a little party. It's her birthday.
Oh, we didn't know that.
Yeah, well, she said that she was sent you guys an invite.
Yeah, but not because it was a party.
Oh,
it
yes, it's
birthday.
Her birthday. Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually her birthday today.
Oh, excellent.
But she's having it.
Yeah.
And I have lots of fun jewelry. Geo jewelry that connect you to sacred geometry.
The
Merkaba. The Merkaba, yes, the Merkaba. The there's Flower of Lives, and I mean they're all different geometries that do their different activations. And some people are attracted to some and more than others. And what else do I have over here?
Well, I've got a few products that I recommend. And there's I'm very big on colon cleansing. Everyone must have clean colon. Clean colon is a happy colon. So I have a colon formula over there that I recommend. And also a mineral product that's plant-based mineral, which is the only kind of minerals to ingest, because they just, you know, grind round up minerals. You probably couldn't possibly digest that. But they've already been digested by plants back in the dinosaur times.
Mm-hmm. What about the ease energies?
The ease energies. Okay, well, the ease energies, those five vibrations are the primary energies that we need to activate our full magnificence, basically. Those energies provide a whole new start, so to speak, because basically we all need a whole new start. You know, we need cleansing of all in the past, but
regenerated.
But those energies are the primary energies that we need to embody and invite in to embody our divinity. Basically, those five. I mean, I have been working with those energies always anyway, but I had never kind of conglomerated them in five, but they were channeled like that from Koala. Do you know Koala? Yeah. She's teaching the ease workshops down here in Sydney, which I highly recommend. And I've been working with prana for many years, breathing prana, which is like the primary energy that our bodies need. For without prana you die, basically. And and then the other energy is the voidal energy, really provides an energy of, you know, complete nothingness. So anything that you bring the void through, it totally enlightens it to its like original intent, so to speak. And of course the Christ light vibration, that's where we're headed. Christ light, Christ vibration, source, well, you know, source of love light. You two are cute.
You can't see each other
at all. Do we have hot water?
Not
oh,
yet.
Not yet?
It's noisy. Can we put it on now?
Crank it up.
Crank it up. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Excellent.
Yes.
Yes, people as a pet.
Oh, that's great.
What?
She's
come
here before.
Oh, yes, I do, but I don't have any here. Yeah. I don't want to talk to them. Yeah, that's me. Yeah, it's like a prosperity. Yeah. Well, this, oh, I didn't even tell you guys. I didn't tell you guys about this. That's what this. She just reminded me because I have a prosperity symbol that I channeled, which is two spheres, and it's sort of like I really channeled that, and specifically that's like the new money symbol. If you look on my prosperity opportunities page, you'll see that, and I think it should be a new money symbol because it's complete. It's not a S, which you know it's got these open. It's you know it's like a figure eight, and it's also yeah. And this is a new well, it's not really new, but you know, this is like a prosperity symbol that I channeled, sort of, which I recommend. That's also on my website as well. So you can draw your own, or you know, say it, use it.
So you work with that, you bring it in.
It's because it's a glyph that you can, like for instance, if you want to create something, you can bring that glyph into it. And anything that energizes, but especially since it's a prosperity word, you can bring that symbol, you don't need it on. Or like if you've got something you want to manifest, you can put it on and talk about it.
The language, it resonates. I recognize you.
Yes. Yeah, everybody. Most people really recognize it. Some people especially.
I remember, you know how I looked at
Maybe you'll start doing some yourself.
That language.
Yeah.
In the language.
Yeah. Yeah. Start, just have a play with it.
Yeah, it was just like, that's why I was
overwhelmed. Yeah.
So I went actually.
Well, being encompassed, we can maybe doing more counting the light language. And then in the future, I'll definitely do some specific counting the light language play shops down here. Next time I'll be fine.
Come and help yourself. It's getting pretty slow.
That makes time. But when I have a toning in light language, yeah, it won't be too soon, but you know, fairly soon.
Do you have